We are shining, and will never be afraid again. By Finduilas. Read by Rhea 314.
Was it Gerard?
Derek asks, nodding toward the side of Styles' face. Styles' hand flies up to cover it, as if that can somehow make Derek unsee.
Does it matter?
Styles asks, a tiny shrug of the shoulders, as if his own well-being really doesn't matter all that much in the grand scheme of things. Derek can't begin to process how wrong that is.
I need to know who to kill,
are the words Derek isn't saying as Styles turns away, towards the puddle of blood on the floor. Gerard's blood. Derek wants to say more, wants to take away Styles' bruises, wants to know every last thing that happened so he can plot some serious revenge. But everyone is there, licking their wounds, celebrating their victories, trying to process their defeats. And Jackson is standing there, butt naked, and now part of his pack. And everyone is looking at Derek like he knows what to do next. So, no, he can't indulge in whatever it is he feels for Styles right now. He just can't. A few days pass, and it feels like the calm before the storm. Scott has been avoiding Derek, and with Scott, Styles. Isaac hasn't left his side for more than a few hours, and annoyingly enough, neither has Peter. Erica and Boyd are still gone, and Jackson... Well, Derek has tried to teach him stuff, but Jackson is stubborn and thinks he knows everything and can do everything by himself. It pisses Derek off to no end, but it's not like those feelings are completely foreign to him, so he gives Jackson time and space. Isaac reassures him that Jackson will come around, and Derek wonders when Isaac became the closest thing to family as he can get. The scrapes on Styles' face are faded. It's the first thing Derek notices when he finds himself standing on the Stilinski's doorstep. But the anger bubbling up inside of Derek hasn't.
We haven't found Gerard's body, Derek tells Styles by way of introduction.
Styles nods slowly, looking over his shoulder inside the house, before stepping out and closing the door. It's obvious that Styles' father is inside.
That's not good, Styles says, leading Derek a little further from the front door. Not sure how long he'll be able to survive, though, Derek says.
Right, Styles nods again, shoving his hands deep in his pockets. There's an awkward silence in which Derek can't help but stare at Styles' cheek and lip, like if he looks hard enough he can still see the blood.
Dude, Styles says, frowning at him. Sorry, Derek mutters, quickly turning his gaze at the ground.
Why are you here? Styles asks, and Derek clenches his jaw and pretends he doesn't feel rejection.
There's an alpha pack, Derek says, getting down to business.
Wait, what?
An alpha pack,
Derek repeats pointedly.
A pack of alphas? They're here. I don't know what they want yet. I just thought Scott should know.
And I'm the messenger, Styles states, put upon.
I'm not exactly Scott's favorite person, I think, Derek says, huffing slightly.
And you're mine? Styles snaps, and it feels like a punch to the gut to Derek.
Just let him know, all right?
Derek says, a little too loud, as he turns away towards his car.
Yeah, sure, Styles shouts. Whatever you guys need me to do, right? I'm a good tool when it comes right down to it, anyway.
I'm a good message. When Derek's head snaps around, Styles' hand flies instinctively towards his cheek. And Derek knows. Beating up Styles was a message. A message to Scott, most likely, but Derek hears it loud and clear, can feel it rise up inside of him, and he has to fight to keep his claws and fangs at bay. The growl is impossible to keep in, however, and before he knows it, he's right up in Styles' face, his hand mere inches away from Styles' face, but not daring to touch. Styles flinches, but Derek simply cannot help himself. His breathing is loud, and his voice sounds harsh when he says,
You never should have gotten mixed up in this.
Because I'm weak, right? Styles says, and Derek can hear the self-loathing in his voice. Because I can't do anything right. Derek shakes his head, takes a step back as he tries to regain control of himself.
No,
Derek says, swallowing hard.
Because you're our weakness.
He leaves Stiles standing there, unable to look any longer at the hurt in his eyes. He has no idea how Stiles managed to find him. Can't do anything right, my ass, Derek thinks. But here he is, letting himself into the abandoned loft that they're currently squatting. Isaac looks from Stiles to Derek, then at Peter when he grabs him by the arm. Come on, we need to go for a walk, Isaac says, leading Peter towards the door as Stiles stands there, awkwardly.
You do realize we're not actually dogs, right?
Peter mouths off, but lets himself get escorted out anyway. Stiles watches as they leave, waits until the door closes before he asks. You haven't forgotten the part where he tried to kill us all, right? Derek sighs, tries to think of a way to explain why he even keeps Peter near, but fails. He settles for,
he's not going to hurt Isaac.
Stiles nods like that's an acceptable answer somehow, then just lets himself fall down on the couch, spreading his arms over the back, like he's making himself comfortable. Like Derek's going to offer some drinks and Cheetos any time now. You know, you really are annoying, right? Stiles says, after a moment of silence. And Derek breathes away the rise of anger in his chest. Because, for the most part, I think you really hate us, Stiles goes on, not even waiting for Derek to interrupt. He leans forward, elbows on his knees. Me and Scott. But you kind of need Scott, so you're half nice to him occasionally. Me, I'm just collateral damage, and I'm an easy target, so it's not like I don't understand why you hate having me around. But I just want to make it very clear that it's not my fault that I'm the only human. And I never asked for Scott to be turned, and it was your crazy uncle that dragged us into this, and you wanting Scott for your pack, and I'm really sick and tired of being the punching bag, and then being blamed for being one as well.
Where'd you even get this?
Derek snaps. Because, seriously, how can Stiles get this so wrong? I'm the weakest link, right? Stiles says, his face hard and closed off. Not like anything Derek ever wants to see again.
That's not even remotely what I said,
Derek says, frustrated. But you... Stiles starts, but Derek cuts him off.
How could you be my weak spot if I hated you?
Stiles opens his mouth, but snaps it shut again, jaw clenched as he mulls this over.
I'd just let you die and we'd be done with you.
Derek mumbles, fingernails digging into his palms. So, why don't you? Stiles asks.
You're not stupid, Stiles, Derek says with a huff. You don't need me to spell it out for you.
Yeah, you know, it might help me understand if you were actually nice to me every once in a while, Stiles says, and Derek can feel the annoyance build up inside him, can feel it radiate off him, can feel the exact moment where Stiles gets what Derek is saying.
I don't do nice,
Derek just says, even if it does make him sound like the biggest douchebag around. Yeah, well... Stiles says as he heads for the door. You're gonna have to if you actually want to get somewhere. And Derek knows it's generic enough to mean anything. But he knows what Stiles means. What Stiles is implying. He lets him walk out the door anyway. The thing is, Derek isn't sure he wants to get anywhere with Stiles. He isn't sure he's ready to take that risk. To expose Stiles even more to the dangers of everyone out there that wants to kill Derek. And if he's quite honest, to expose himself to the dangers of opening his heart again, of letting someone in. But it's too late for Stiles to change allegiance, not that he'd ever want to anyway, Derek knows that there's something inside of Styles that makes him protect everyone else first, regardless of his own safety. Derek wishes he could say the same thing about himself, wishes he was good, not just looking out for his own survival. He wonders if maybe he feels the way he does about Styles, because Styles might just be the better man. And maybe, just maybe, Styles could make Derek a better man too. And despite not being sure about wanting to get somewhere with Styles, he's standing here at the Stilinski house again. He figures ringing the doorbell is nicer than sneaking through the bedroom window, but somehow he hadn't really counted on Sheriff Stilinski being the one to open the door.
"Derek Hale?"
Sheriff Stilinski says warily. And it's not like Derek doesn't know why. Derek hesitates, wondering if it's too late to run. Sheriff Stilinski crosses his arms in front of his chest, waits for Derek to speak.
"Hi," Derek says finally. "Is, Styles here?"
"Yeah," Sheriff Stilinski says, looking over his shoulder inside the house.
"I think he's just about to go out to the park for some lacrosse with Scott."
"Scott just canceled," Styles mumbles from somewhere inside the house, then comes to stand next to his father.
"It's okay, Dad," Styles tells him, a hand on his shoulder, as his father takes one last look at Derek and steps inside. "I could fill in for Scott," Derek says.
"You play lacrosse?" Styles asks, his hand twisting around the lacrosse stick he's holding.
I Derek shrugs. "I can wing it."
Styles genuinely smiles.
"Is this you being nice?" Styles asks, and it doesn't sound hostile. "It's a start, right?"
Derek says, a nervous smile escaping him.
"I guess it is," Styles says, nodding.
"Let me grab you a stick, and we're good to go." Styles disappears into the house again, and Derek lets out a breath of relief.
"You know, I seriously would have thought a werewolf would be better at this,"
Styles laughs, catching the ball easily into the net. Derek grumbles, but there's no heat behind it, because he knows he's sucking big time, but it's making Styles smile.
"Or are you deliberately slacking because you think that's a nice thing to do?"
Styles asks, throwing the ball back. Derek catches it with his hand instead of the net, and it makes Styles laugh again.
"Do you really think I'd do that?"
Derek asks, quirking an eyebrow.
"Honestly?" Styles scrunches up his face. "I haven't got a clue.
For all I know, you're some kind of shapeshifter taking the form of Derek, with the way you're acting today." Derek smiles and shrugs, like he's going to keep Styles guessing. Then he swings the ball back at Styles, maybe a little too forceful, and it lands right on Styles' sternum, and Styles doubles over with a pained grunt. Seeing Styles go down, Derek rushes over to him straight away, calling out his name. His hand lands on Styles' upper arms, trying to keep him up, but Styles takes a deep breath, swatting Derek's hands off of him.
"It's okay," Styles mumbles.
But Derek can hear the strain in his voice, hear the rapid beat of Styles' heart, can sense his pain.
"I didn't..."
Derek starts, eyes roaming over Styles' shirt, as if he can somehow look through it.
"I didn't think it was that hard."
"It wasn't," Styles says with a grunt, letting himself fall down on his ass. Styles breathes in sharply through his nose before carefully lifting the edge of his shirt up, revealing purple and brown bruises covering his chest and stomach, barely fading. There's scraped skin near his side, the edges pink, newly healed. Derek breathes in sharply, his eyes flaring red as he jerks his fingers, claws piercing through away from Styles' body.
"The real Derek it is, then," Styles tries to joke, but Derek cuts him off with a stern look.
"My face healed more quickly," Styles shrugs, like it's no big deal, like he didn't almost get killed fighting someone else's war, and Derek swears that if he ever finds Gerard, he'll make sure there's no doubt as to whether he's dead or alive.
"Sounds good to me,"
Styles mutters, and Derek's eyes fly up to meet Styles' gaze. And yeah, he did say that out loud.
He deserves it for doing this,
Derek says, now blunt fingertips ghosting over Styles' chest.
He's done worse to other people, Styles tries to rationalize. But right now, Derek can't seem to care about all the other things Gerard has done. It's for this he will pay. For kidnapping Styles, for breaking Styles' skin, for bruising Styles' body and his spirit. He knows that he'll have no problem letting the wolf take over if he ever gets his hands on Gerard.
Doesn't matter,
Derek finally says, still crouching in front of Styles, eyes fixed on the color of Styles' chest and stomach.
He did this to you.
You're serious, aren't you? Styles asks, like he can't quite hide the amazement in his voice. You would kill him, just for this. Derek looks up into Styles' eyes as he finally sits down on the grass.
Does that scare you?
Derek asks, uncommonly soft.
It probably should, Styles answers, but the tone of his voice is enough to make it clear to Derek that it doesn't.
It sort of makes me feel safe, Styles says, and it hits Derek like a bullet to the chest, just how much Styles needs that. Needs to feel safe. Needs to know that there are other people out there looking out for him, too. That need him to be safe. That need him. Derek can't say it's a conscious decision, but he finds himself brushing his lips against Styles's. There's no hesitation as Styles kisses back, moving his lips slowly and purposefully over Derek's. Derek's fingertips are soft over the skin of Styles's side as his shirt slides down over his fingers. Styles' hand comes up to meet Derek's jaw, brushing against the stubble. Derek pushes himself up on his knees to get closer to Styles. He tilts his head, deepening the kiss, curled over Styles now, but Styles doesn't seem to care, as he takes Derek's face between his palms and groans into the kiss. It sends a shiver down Derek's spine, fills him with need and want, and a feeling that Derek rarely lets himself experience anymore, but he can't seem to be able to ignore it in this moment. Styles breaks away, dropping another quick peck on Derek's lips, before pulling back and taking a deep breath.
That certainly was nice.
Styles' face breaks open in a grin, his hand still petting down the sides of Derek's face.
I guess I do nice every once in a while,
Derek says, smiling.
For me? Styles asks, the grin still fixed in place.
You should feel privileged.
Derek smirks, leaning in for another quick kiss.
Ridiculously privileged.
Styles smiles, pulling him down in an embrace. Derek buries his nose against Styles' neck and sniffles in, filling his lungs with something that can only be defined as Styles. The walk back to Styles' house is relatively quiet but comfortable. Derek's carrying both lacrosse sticks, despite Styles' protest that he really isn't hurt that badly, that he can carry his own stick. And every now and then, Derek brushes the back of his fingers against Styles' hand, until Styles reaches over and takes his hand in his for a second and squeezes. He lets go just as quickly, but Derek doesn't mind. The touch lingers on his hand.
So, Derek says after a while, sneaking a look at Styles as they walk back, almost shoulder to shoulder.
How scared should I be of your father?
Styles snorts, and he's way too amused as he says, Derek Hale, scared of something?
He's the sheriff and can pretty much make anything look like an accident, so, you know,
Derek says. You're kind of a walking cliché, you know that, right?
A little apprehension might be in order when dating the underage son of the town sheriff,
Derek says firmly.
Styles ducks his head,
and when he finally turns to look at Derek, Derek could swear he's blushing.
"Dating, huh?"
Styles says, wearing his bottom lip between his teeth.
Derek comes to a halt, waits for Styles to face him.
I thought.
He says, suddenly uneasy at his own assumptions. But then Styles' face cracks open in a huge smile, and he's leaning forward, kissing Derek fondly, hand curled in Derek's shirt. Derek barely has time to return the kiss when Styles pulls away, still smiling, smoothing the wrinkles out of the fabric over Derek's chest. He continues walking, looking over his shoulder to see if Derek's following. Derek is beside him in a second.
"Glad that's settled,"
Derek says, and damn, he's trying hard not to be smug, but he fears he's failing spectacularly.
"So, maybe we should just wait until my dad's okay with it before you go breaking any laws."
Styles shrugs, and Derek wants to know exactly what laws Styles is talking about, and the thought alone is enough to make him want.
"Yeah,"
Derek says, but it comes out a low grumble, and he's fixing Styles' gaze with his eyes.
"Or,"
Styles gulps, looking at Derek up and down almost nervously, "we just get really good at sneaking around."
"This is not waiting,"
Derek mutters between kisses, as Styles pulls him inside the house, pushing him against the front door. Styles makes a cut-off sound, continuing to lick his way into Derek's mouth.
"Are you insane?"
Derek asks, hushed, breaking away from the kiss to look around the house, even though he can tell Styles' dad isn't home.
"Relax," Styles laughs. "My dad left for work over an hour ago. Besides, you're going to hear him coming a mile away. The perks of having a werewolf boyfriend, right?"
"He's going to kill me,"
Derek mutters, but dives back into the kiss. He twists them around, Styles' back firmly against the wall as he plasters his body against him. He can feel Styles' hard-on pressing against his thigh, radiating heat.
"I should probably warn you," Styles mumbles between kisses, and Derek lets his hand slip underneath Styles' shirt, fingers sliding carefully over the bruised skin.
It's only when Derek's mouth latches onto the skin of Styles' neck that he realizes that Styles never actually finished his thought. He pulls away, looks at Styles' kiss-swollen lips, and waits for Styles to continue. Styles starts, fingers fidgeting with the hem of Derek's shirt. "This is all kind of new to me." Derek can see a slight blush on Styles' cheeks, despite the fact that he ducks his head.
"We can wait,"
Derek says, even as his dick twitches impatiently in his pants. But fuck if he's going to abuse Styles' body any more than it already has been.
"No," Styles says quickly, pulling Derek closer to him as if on impulse.
"I just mean..." Styles lets out a shuddering breath, his hips making tiny circles against Derek. He swallows hard and rushes out.
"I'm probably going to come in 2 seconds flat, and it's going to be horribly embarrassing."
Derek doesn't mean to laugh, he really doesn't, but it's fondness and relief and happiness flooding his system because Styles is pressed against him and Styles wants this, wants him, so bad that he's not going to be able to last long.
"Ass," Styles says at Derek's involuntary laugh. But he's smiling too and burying his face in the crook of Derek's neck.
"Don't worry about it,"
Derek says, sliding his hands underneath Styles' thighs and pulling him up against the wall, Styles' legs curled around his waist.
"Second time is always better anyway."
He doesn't wait for a response from Styles, just attacks his mouth with his own, capturing him in a searing kiss. Styles tightens his legs around Derek, his cock pressing against Derek's stomach through layers of fabric, while Derek is grinding his hips down, creating friction against the curve of Styles' ass. Styles wriggles underneath Derek's body, arms around his neck, fingers messing up his hair, all while making longing, whimpering sounds that drive Derek close to the edge.
Don't think you'll be the only one.
Derek whispers against Styles' temple, thrusting down harder and faster, feeling his balls tighten.
That's so hot, Styles mumbles, nuzzling the side of Derek's neck.
And Derek is sure Styles didn't actually mean to say that, but his mouth seems to have lost its filter, if it ever actually had one, because Styles is pulling Derek closer, even though there's no closer to get, and is mumbling a stream of nothings in his ear.
Oh, God, fuck. Derek.
Derek bites his lip, grunting as he pushes Styles against the wall with each thrust, faster and harder, until he can feel Styles shudder against him, a broken-off sob escaping his mouth. Styles sort of sags bonelessly against Derek, his breathing wild, his heart rate all over the place, and the scent of cum reaches Derek's nose.
Was that even 2 seconds?
Styles sort of slurs, but Derek grinds his hips down and comes, long and hard. Derek's eyes are closed, Styles' body still wrapped around his, breath puffing against his neck.
This is so much better with 2, Styles mumbles, dropping tiny kisses against Derek's skin.
Derek lets out a huffed laugh, his arms still firmly wrapped around Styles as he untangles his legs from Derek's waist. He isn't going far, though, still clinging his arms around Derek's neck, nuzzling his face against Derek.
Depends on who it's with, Derek whispers,
basking in the warm glow Styles is radiating.
Yeah? Styles asks,
finally pulling his face away from Derek's skin far enough that he can look at him.
Yeah.
Derek smiles fondly.
You must be good for me, then, Styles smiles, before locking his lips with Derek's.
Derek can't help but wonder if he will really be as good for Styles as Styles thinks, as good as Styles is for him. But it seems like a moot point, somehow, as they're clinging to each other, coming down from their high. And Derek can't help but notice that Styles is looking a bit more like himself again, a bit more healed on the inside, even if his body isn't following quite as fast. And he hopes that maybe he has something to do with that. In any case, he takes a silent vow that he'll do whatever it takes to protect Styles from now on. He knows he won't be able to keep him out of the line of fire all the time, but maybe he can jump in front of Styles and take some of the blows for him. His fingers roam under Styles' shirt, over bruises and cuts.
You okay?
Derek asks, finding a clear spot on Styles' side to squeeze.
Better than I felt in a long time, Styles admits,
and Derek can see the truth of it in Styles' eyes, and it almost makes him shiver.
I take it we're going with the sneaking around option, then.
Derek smiles.
Yeah, I think we kind of blew the whole waiting thing, don't you?
Styles tilts his head, a smile covering his face.
I think we maybe need to take a shower so we can blow other things, Derek says, and he doesn't mind when Styles laughs at him.
Such a bad line, Styles chuckles, as he takes Derek by the hand and leads him toward the stairs.
You'll thank me for it later, Derek mumbles,
following Styles swiftly.
Well, you did promise me something about a second time.
The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post. Thanks for listening.